Welcome to Lab, the podcast. We are uncovering enchanted reality through conversations with people whose lives and work give us a glimpse of the life and beauty of the gospel. We're so glad you're joining us for the conversation. Lab, the podcast starts right now. Hey, welcome to Lab, the podcast. Excited to share some time with Joel Smallbone to celebrate the release of Unsung Hero, the inspiring story of his family's immigration to America. Joel is an Australian actor and one half of the four-time Grammy Award-winning pop duo For King and Country. With his brother Luke, they have generated over 2 billion streams, 10 GMA Awards, 1 Billboard Music Award, and 1 American Music Award. Joel's been a part of several film projects. First one, acting along Billy Ray Cyrus in 2014 in Like a Country Song, followed up with an independent film, Priceless, which he co-wrote and played the lead role in, and then Journey to Bethlehem with Antonio Banderas. Joel, you're packed with all of the pre-launch promotion, but thanks for squeezing in some time to celebrate with us. We're grateful.
Zach, it's excellent to be with you this morning. I love that we get to have a cozy conversation together.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it needs to be like that. I spent my morning literally in tears. I told my team, I screened the film this morning and watched it and was moved to tears with your family's story in so many different parts. And I was thinking about you. You've been in this moment with music projects, all sorts of creative projects where you are about ready to share something like this, but this is personal. This is different, I think, from other projects. How does this feel different for you, being such a personal story that you're about ready to release?
Yeah, there's a great proverb, Zach, that is, it says, God, we make our plans, but God orders our steps. And it's funny, even just hearing you recite back the other film projects that we've been a part of. It's like we made those plans, but I almost feel like the steps were ordered for this film. You know, Luke produced the film, who's the other half of the band I'm in, and my brother, and I co-wrote, co-directed, and was one of the actors in the film. I play my dad in the film, which I've dubbed a very expensive therapy session. But it really is a pinnacle moment, I think, for not only the band but for us as a family. We're certainly not a perfect family, but we are a family who, you know, has stuck it out, and a family who, through great hardship and migration, as you mentioned, from Australia to the United States, through a level of faith and through music, have been able to stay together and really partner in life, in family, in music, and now in movies. So to bring this film and this story to life was it's the definition of a passion project for me. But I need to make sure that your viewers and your listeners know that this is, we've already got the Hallmark Channel, and I love what they do. We did not try to make a Hallmark film. We wanted to make an adventure drama that circles around the beauty of family and how much we can overcome through community, through music, through family, through faith. And so, man, we can't wait to get out into the world. We really can't.
Yeah. I'm glad you said it like that. And that's what I felt, like the tears started to come, because it's your story, it's your family's story, but the theme that you're pulling on and what you're inviting us to participate in watching are so many of those moments. I can't believe you playing your dad, just what that have been like. I'm thinking about, I won't give it away, but there's a particular scene with your mom talking about adventure where she's on a playground, and we'll leave it because this is going to hit people. I was standing there and I was imagining you today facing all the cross pressures and the things that you're circling around your own moments, right? In all of the adventure that God's taken you on. And I'm looking at your mom in that moment and I was floored. And then it hit me, there are so many moms who are in that moment. And I think what you've done is given us a glimpse to join people in their own moment. And it's extraordinary. So what, as an artist, how did it stretch you to have to do that? Because you act, you produce, you helped write, like you were playing so many different parts. What did it require for you to set that up? Because that particular moment, and there's moments like that throughout the film, but that one, I was like, that was so intentionally curated to bring us in and allow us to see your story, but also stand there and go, no, I've seen through that. I'm not just looking at something, but seeing through it.
Yeah. Well, I love that you brought up Mum too, because the unsung hero in many ways in this film is Mum, and maybe secondary unsung hero is the family, you know, but it really, I love that we're able to bring strong women out in the center of this film. My mum, my sister, Rebecca St. James. As far as making it, you know, musicians, we're all things all the time, you know, we're the writer, we're the performer, we're the director, we're the marketer. And so we just sort of, we put on a bunch of different hats and it feels very natural. You know, I kind of like all of the different flavors of what we get to do. So when it came to filmmaking is very sort of ordered and rigid, and every single person has a role. And I liked sort of blowing it up a bit and going, let me write it as well. And let me get behind the camera and direct it a bit. And then let me hop. What I loved and was unexpected, I got to hop in front of the camera. And instead of telling the actors what to do, I got to get into the sandbox with them, if you will, and sort of create this, because there's 6 or 7 kids in the film. And, you know, and there's this whole ensemble. And I got to get in to the dirt with them as a creative and sort of pull these moments out with them. And so it was just very... It actually was eerily natural, I think, because of the backdrop of these other films and the backdrop of music, that stepping into this sort of multi-role facet, if you will, in the movie was very kind of almost second nature. I really enjoyed it. I wouldn't have had it any other way. I think I might have gotten in my head if I hadn't done it all, you know?
Yeah. No, I can imagine. And I wonder what it's like after you screened it, you saw it, you with the score was behind it, the color, everything. You watched it for the first time and having been through it, have you had a chance to go back and visit with your mom and dad, to visit with your family in context and say, wow, I saw something through you that I even as a kid, because there's so much innocence to you all as kids, like in the story, you're just on for the adventure. But have you had a chance to go back and go to say thank you for a particular thing that maybe you hadn't noticed before you walked in their shoes a bit?
I will confess, I think I've been pretty lazy in the past with my parents' story, you know. Yes, you don't think about, it's the 90s, it's migration, it's Australia, it's America. So there's the political side of things, the religious side of what was all going on. You just kind of apply your own worldview or your own time frame to their story, and then I only experienced it as a child, so I was always coming at this story from a childlike perspective, which I think helped as a writer. But the ability to be able to drop into dad's story and roughly his age now as to when they moved and look back as an adult was very therapeutic and gave me a level of empathy for him and for them that I've never had. I mean, I'll admit it's trippy because, like, I'm me, but I'm playing dad, but I'm looking at my mom, but looking at my kids, but that's me as a boy. And, you know, I'm looking at my mom, but it's actually my wife, and I'm kissing my mom, but she's my wife. It's like, it's just all very, Marvel is not the only film that does a multiverse here. This was a real trippy multiverse moment for me in many ways, but a kind of really amazing one as well. I almost, if everyone could play a parent in a movie, I would encourage them to, because I think it would just deepen their respect for them.
Yeah. No, I, as a dad, I'm nearing, knocking on the door of 50. I've got 4 kids, and I'm watching your dad and just knowing those quiet pressures where nobody else sees like what you're feeling. and you're trying to be faithful to something that God's called you to or a gift that he's given you, but not do harm to anybody, but yet not give up, but try to teach. I mean, it's extraordinary. And you brought that out, even the way that you allow us to access your dad's character in facial expressions, in moments. I think about moments where you could see all of the complexity of what your dad was navigating in his mind, and you could catch it in his body in ways. So you did a masterful job of portraying that. I'm wondering, I want to be careful with your time. I know you got a stack of these to do today, but I'm thinking about other people's dinner tables. There were so many of these family moments in the movie where your family kind of rallied around and had these opportunities to reevaluate, recalibrate, and, you know, are we going to lean into this adventure or pull back? And every family is doing that. As you think about this film traveling, what are you hoping the impact will be around dinner tables for people who are trying to navigate their own stories? I mean, your music has been inspirational. I'm thinking about the invitations that you've made through music, and you're doing it again now through film to kind of lean into these moments. What impact are you hoping for families as they kind of digest this film will come?
I loved the early 90s because it felt like it was the last era before smartphones and social media and all of that, the internet, everything started to hit. And man, it has just been rapid fire from that day to this. And I don't envy, you know, I'm yet to be a father myself, but I see it in my, I have 15 nieces and nephews and one on the way and four godchildren. And I see my siblings grappling with, you know, the power of these and how to navigate life and how to still have the dinner table moments, how to still get bored, how to still focus on community. Because it feels like there's two, we got two worlds fighting at us all of a sudden. We've got the real world, the physical world, the emotional, spiritual world, and then we got this digital world. And we were almost making daily choices as to which one we're going to lean into. And what I liked about the 90s moment that this drops into is like, it was actually a very complex moment for this family, but it was actually a simpler moment. And I hope that it celebrates community. I hope it celebrates the local church. I hope it celebrates family, but I hope it's entertaining. And I hope people are nostalgic by the 90s music. And I hope they're moved like you were moved. But I also hope there's a question that sort of arises that will be different for everyone. It'll be different for a mom. It'll be different for a dad. It'll be different for a teenager or a young adult. And that is, you know, what is helpful and what is hurtful about where I'm putting my focus in life. Because one thing I think we're seeing through stats and statistics is if you put too much focus on the digital life, it actually results in comparisons, isolation, and loneliness. And I sense if you put focus on the other areas of life, although they can be very complex and very hard, and family is very difficult, but there's a richness to digging in. And my family is not a perfect family. This was not a film to try and highlight how great we are. This was a film going, We're still working through it today, actively as adults. Like, we're struggling. We're trying to leave grace for each other. We don't agree with each other on things. We don't agree with each other in life choices. We don't agree with each other on some spiritual, you know, layers or political layers or whatever. But we're a family. And I think on a micro level, that's important. And when you zoom it out, I think we have to have that bigger mindset too of like, this is the human experience. We're a family. And there's differences, but what if we can get back to some of those simpler times where we put our phone away a bit more and we just sit around a dinner table, or, you know, and it's not necessarily biological family. It's just the idea of family, such a powerful thing. And so there's a lot packed in that answer, Zach, so forgive me, but I'm hopeful that people kind of look inward and go, yeah, how can I be the best version of myself? Freest version of myself.
Yeah. No, I love it. And that idea of us together, that there is something that takes place when in an embodied way, we're on an adventure together, and we're not looking and mediating that through anything else. It's just us together and what will come. So Joel, thank you. Thanks for giving up time and being able to do this. I love it. And it's such a gift to get to have a little of the backstory right ahead of this release. We're cheering you on. The movie is beautifully done. Unsung Hero. There's a soundtrack that accompanies it. So we'll put all the things out there so that you can connect. But thank you for giving us access to your family, but really setting up that beautiful portrayal of what it is to live life together and to lean into adventure. So cheers. The movie's beautiful, extraordinary work. Thank you for being a great artist, for creating some great art and allowing it to do what great art does. We're grateful.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you for the time, and sending my love to your family as well. Hope they're moved by when the time comes too.
Yeah, we can't wait to celebrate it as a family and ask those questions for us. So we'll be praying for you as you go on your way and lean into this next chapter of the adventure, and can't wait to see how many people it reaches. It's going to be awesome.
Bless you, buddy.
Thanks for joining us for the conversation. Remember to like and subscribe to Lab the Podcast and visit VUVIVO.com. to help us uncover enchanted reality. We'll see you next time.